We'll salute the flags, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this is the first of some meetings for the upcoming village budget. Present, we have Randy, Lori, Guy, myself. I'm not sure if Bob. I think Bob's coming.
He is.
Okay, so we can get. Do we want to wait, or what do you
want? Well, why don't we start with Randy's on the F fund? Why don't we?
Okay.
Because I know he has. So.
Okay.
Okay, so I think on everybody was provided a overview that is just Randy's, and then there's one all stapled together that has the water all totaled. So Randy, do you want to look at this?
So are we on page water fund F expenditures?
Yep. So okay. Right at the top it should say revenue and expenditures.
Okay.
Okay. So looking at that, the revenue will remain a constant. I talked with got the numbers of what we get in for the revenue. So we collect in a year $224,836. That's if everybody paid their water on time. That's okay. What we would collect. So that would be our revenue.
Does that include the 3% or 2% raise?
Includes the 2% raise that we were supposed
to do. In,
correct.
Okay, so this is in next year's budget.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So okay. That would be that. Interest in penalties for the water has been, let me just tell you, interest in penalties. Right now, because we still have one more water cycle, we budgeted $8,000 and we have collected $3,622. So we're, you know, 54% we haven't spent. So we've, you know, 46% instead of being at 50 right now, we're at 46.
That's time. Funds coming in, right?
That's yes. Funds coming in, yes.
So are we going to expect to get $8,000?
Are we going to
what did we get the previous year? Is that on here?
Yeah, let me just unhide.
Previous year, it looks like we got $10,000?
No, I think we did budget for, I don't have the year to date for 13-14, but we budgeted only 8 and 13-14.
Yeah, so we're all right with that, right?
Keeping that's it what we kept it at. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you got to just kind of hide. I don't have the year to date for the ending budget of 13-14 in this spreadsheet.
Yeah, I don't
either. Right. Okay. You know, if you want to take it down 500, I mean, that's your call.
Is it going to really matter?
So interest in earnings, which is the next line.
Was 100.
Right. We're at half, so yeah. We'll make that.
Okay.
And the next one we've collected for unclassified revenues, or miscellaneous revenues. I hate to even put anything in there. That just kills me.
What's it been?
How
did we get zero so far?
Unclassified revenues, monthly, year-to-date amount, zero. So we've collected nothing. I really hate to bank on, I mean, I know it's only $100, but if we're going to try to be actual here.
Well, that's in case somebody gets a bill for shutting the water off, right? And they pay us $50?
Correct. So, well, that would be right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And to year-to-date, Tony and Jay have shut water off and more than three times so to people, so we should be well over the $150.
Right,
but we haven't billed.
So
well, they should have been. They were instructed to.
Well.
So I'll follow up on that.
So Tony and Jay can't bill?
No.
But Tony and Jay
have to tell Missy.
Correct, and she needs to bill.
Okay, so I just got to make sure what goes from here over to there.
Correct.
Because I know there's been more than three turn off and turn on, or
right.
Whatever.
Right.
So I don't know why, unless it went into another fund or came in.
No,
it would come in there.
All right, so I'll ask.
Okay, so then
you
we're comfortable
keep,
with that?
Or right. We, you okay. Want to drop it to 100 or keep it at 150? It's up to you. I think there's more than since for a year, there's got to be more than three turnoffs.
Okay, that's fine. Then.
I think
keep
we should leave it. I'll ask Missy.
Do you want to keep the 8,000 at the interest, in, or do you want to
drop it by
7,500?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's the total revenue. Okay. Now we'll come down to mine's line 14, but administration. So the first one is clerk, deputy clerk, treasurer.
Okay. Now I noticed somewhere down in the other sheets there's a 1.03% increase.
But that is, so that was on what, Charlie's.
Right, but are we doing that across the board? So that's like the cost of living.
Yeah, but
right?
I just want to mention that is not a 1.3% increase.
Well, what
that's
is
a
it?
Two. That's a 3.2% increase. It's not a 1% increase.
Huh?
Your 1% increase is really a 3% increase.
Yeah, the calculation's wrong.
The calculation's wrong. You take the higher minus, get the difference, and divide it back into the lower number. It's a 3.2%. So, hey, Bob.
So I was just thinking, if we're going to do something here, shouldn't we do the same thing because I'm paying?
Well, I think we need to talk about that as a whole right here.
Right.
I no longer think we need to do that.
I'm sorry, what?
No longer. Talking about the raises for the boys?
No, we're talking about across the board. We're just talking about it in general. So, you know, I provided everybody. Sorry.
I'm just throwing that out because I saw it on this. And I think if we decide to do it on...
If you do it on one, you do it for everybody that
right,
works.
Right, exactly.
Here.
So that's why I kind of didn't do anything here.
Well, unless you're going to give them a performance.
You have a full-time job. He has a full-time job. Guy, Bob, and myself have a full-time job. Why would you want everybody to across the board? You know, you've got employees here.
But nobody gets evaluated.
But you've got employees here that, mm-hmm. you know, this is their only job. Okay?
Right, yes.
This, for you, is, for lack of a better term, you know, a secondary salary for the menial amount that, you know, everybody gets.
Correct.
So, I think the people that, the employees that do work here, the highway department, the clerk, the deputy clerk, you know, I think that they should at least get something.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't get anything.
Yeah, but you're saying that everybody across the board should get it.
Unless we implement an evaluation system where people are rewarded on their merit, I truly believe that, you know, like... It's looking like $2,500. I had Wendy just print out a thing that over the past couple of years what we paid Raswama. So it's kind of been looking like that, $2,500 to Raswama. So while the budget's been chomping, you know, we've been absorbing the cost. Here's the new 9% increase contract fee for county waste. Missy, I think, should have gave you a copy, I think, at the last board meeting. I think we need to seriously take a look at increasing the refuge.
Did that take in consideration the money that we received back?
The recyclable credit?
Yeah, whatever it was, $5,000-$6,000, something like that.
So I'm looking
here.
And then
here. We're supposed to get another return this year of just shy, I think, of $3,000. That's I've got paperwork on that.
Yeah, no. If you look at this, if you have your December operating statement, clearly we have gone over what we budgeted and what we've received because Missy just puts it to the 2130, which is fine. You can see that we've received the money from Raswama, which you're talking about there. That's fine. I'm saying, but that's saying the contract was only $70,000. Now we're at $81,000 for county waste. And Urswam and county waste come out of the same code, out of the $81,600 when we pay it. If we're not, we have to be able to at least collect either for...
Yeah, but what's our contribution to Urswam? It's only like $5,000 or $6,000, right?
That's a one lump sum, but we pay for the MSW. When they go tip them... We pay per ton. We get a bill from Raswama.
I know. They increased the
tipping fee.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And because you weren't, you know, because you weren't here,
mm-hmm.
the recyclables has gone down from $19 to $12. and everybody's, and Matt is really concerned that, and there's dialogue going on that it could go down even farther. Mm-hmm. And he's, it's not pretty.
But that's why it's so important that we stay within our totes, or, you know, again.
So the 2,500 is, that's per month.
That's per month.
So it's 81,000.
65 plus 25, 30,000. Say 30,000.
$30,000. So you got 111,000. Mm-hmm. And we're collecting how much?
70. We've collected 75,273.
Okay. So you're saying that 2,500 a month is 30,000.
Well, yeah.
Plus 81,000.
That's the county waste.
So that brings it to 111.
Mm-hmm.
And then what other fees do we have?
Well, we have 5,000 we paid to Ursulman.
So that's, yeah, it's a little over 5,000.
So we got to add 5,000.
And do you know how they base that? I'm still curious.
And then they've got formulas up there.
We get back something. What do we get back about? What do we budget?
Where it'll be just according to the last spreadsheet that I got, it'll be just shy of $3,000.
So we'll get. So if we budget $3,000 to come back for next year, that would be what you want.
That's it. Huh? What do you got there?
113.
I mean, and I really don't think, again, you know, it's not always been the village's position that it's even Steven. And I know Guy and I kind of, I said that to him.
Well, the issue is that this is not deductible.
Correct.
And
but
if
my
you leave it in your taxes, it's deductible.
If you do, correct. If you don't pay and it goes to your county, then it's a whatever on your taxes. But I guess the question is, and I think Guy and I were talking about this, it's a separate tax. Is it held to the tax cap? Because the water fund is not.
Right. But it's not
now
levied.
This is a utility billing. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe our mistake is not having a H fund, I'll just say.
Mm-hmm.
And that be refuge. Maybe that's what
budget.
We need to do is look into it, because the F fund is not held to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, but it's not.
No, it's not a tax. It's not a property tax.
You pay. That's you pay twice a year.
If we removed this and made it its own fund, and I don't know the law on it. I'd have to research it, but I think if we adopted a separate B fund, I don't care what we call it, and made that just
T fund.
Trust fund.
And refuge,
made that its
fund.
Own budget.
But then you would collect it separately, so...
Well, we do collect it separately, yeah, Bob.
We do. But
we do.
Partially separately. It doesn't... We don't... It doesn't... Right. We don't collect $116,000.
No, we don't. But at least we wouldn't... You know, when you start... 9% increase, that's pretty big.
So,
do we want to try to create a fund? They're looking to create a fund for next year's budget for the refuge to take it out of our budget
so we can figure out if it can be done.
I got to figure it out.
Let me ask some questions here, if I may. So we have all these vacant properties. They all pay refuge.
Yes. Well, they're supposed to, yes, yeah. And we get it from the county.
We get it from the county.
Yep.
So who's... I know the businesses don't pay refuge. They get their own trash.
Mm-hmm.
So... Is that every business or?
Yes. That's every business and any apartments that are over four. So five and over were considered multifamily, and then they would have to seek their own garbage.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that is only.
A couple of years. We passed some a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, I'm just asking questions, actually. So the one on Griswold Street only has four.
What?
Right? Or does that have six?
Six. You're talking about right here, the old Charlene Six.
Yes. And the one on Lake has
six
also.
So they
and Bowers, they have their own. And the green apartments, remember the green ones here by Jake's? They have their own refuge.
And Mickey.
Mickey has his own refuge down there. Right. I mean, I think, they have their own. Whoever has over the one down on Elm Street by you, they have their own trash, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it blows in your yard.
So.
Is it before six?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
So I just think that it's something we need to look at. We need to look at the trash. I think people really need to be cognizant of what they're throwing away. you know, I just look around my neighborhood and go over on Maple, and it's a renter, and I don't know who they are. I think it's a renter. Every trash day, it's like bags, like out of the top. And
you brought that up before, and I brought it up at one of your Swami meetings. Mm-hmm. And Matt told me, he assured me he was going to go back to County Ways, mm-hmm. and if that happened, like that issue over at John Warner's,
yep.
that they
weren't to pick
they reassured Matt that they were not going to pick up.
Well, I'm just telling. I mean, I'll tell you the house, and you guys can drive by. It's where, you know, the old house Jerry O'Neill owned and sold, that one, that little one in the back, used to be Revilla. There's a renter's in there, and, you know, I walk the dog every night, and it's stacked out of the top, you know, bags and bags, and then I come back home, and it's gone, and I know that they didn't get rid of it. So I know they're picking it up. I mean...
That's the one where all the kids are in a tent.
Wait. I really think they're sleeping in the carport, Charlie. It's sad.
There's some abuse going on. Obviously.
There is some abuse.
Not as much as it used to be.
Not as bad as it used to be. Mm-hmm. But could it also be that we need to think about getting smaller totes from County Waste?
I wouldn't recommend that.
I mean, there are people who...
Let's look at it realistically. I mean, we're paying $5,000 in tipping fees. So if you've got six or eight cans that are overstuffed, I mean, what are we going to save? $100?
Well, you know, I don't know.
I mean, that's my point, is that the abuse may not be a large percentage.
It's not cost. I don't see it as being cost effective.
Right.
I mean, not if you got to write them letters and, you know, and what are you going to do if they don't respond to the letter? Are you going to bring them into court? I mean, you know, what, you know, for what? I mean, how much are we going to save? We're only spending $5,000. I mean, I understand. No, everybody should do their part. I understand that part.
But it's the ones that
abuse it
and continually abuse it.
I'd rather go in and inspect the apartment, tell them they got too many people in there, and get out
of
it.
Well, I mean,
it's not $5,000 though. It's $30,000.
Let me just get my little sheet out.
So you got $77,714. So how much more do we have to budget?
2%.
That's a revenue. 5%. This is the revenue side. Sorry.
Yeah, but if it's costing us $111, we're way shy, right?
The only reason I brought up the smaller totes is because, at least for the MSW, the recycling, put big boats, I don't care, because at least we get money back for that, it would allow us not to collect as much, especially if we enforce the not abusing this overage, so that we won't have to raise the rates. I mean, we're going to have to do something at some point.
Yes.
Whether it's this year or the next year or the year after that, at some point it's got to get closer.
Is it next year our county waste contract up? I mean, that, you know, maybe.
I mean,
3 weeks out of the month, it's probably half or three quarters full. And then once a month when I go around and I clean up in the cellar and the garage, and mm-hmm. you know, it's full.
Right. But for some people, it really is full, like every.
For some people, it's full. I mean, and clearly, you know, not that you want to sit there and stare at the garbage, but it's they're not recycling that.
No, I agree.
And then on the flip side, you know, if you do try to go with a smaller tote and you still have to recycle, it's been known that because on a recycle, there's usually two guys on the truck. And when they open it up, and if they see anything that's, you know, not supposed to be there according to the lid, they leave it.
Right.
And then eventually, it ends up into the other waste stream.
Yeah.
On the street.
I've seen that happen too.
I mean, it's just people need to be cognizant. I mean, you want to keep your taxes low or your reference bill low. You need to abide by the rules. I mean, I don't think it's that hard.
I don't know. I fill my recycle bin every week.
I do too.
But it's always lighter.
Yeah,
it's always a lot lighter.
I mean, I'm just suggesting, and it's something for the board to think about into the next budget year. And remember, it will have to be done prior to. So you might want to think about a 2% increase just on the refuse. And, you know, maybe I'll look into some how we would set up an additional as its own fund, because I really think if we remove it out of here, mm-hmm. our expenditures, if in fact we keep nailed at a 9%, we're never going to be able to hold to that tax cap.
I think another good idea would be to, at some point in time in the board meeting, to bring Matt down and have him really get into the weeds of everything and, you know, where this is headed.
Well, it would be good if he could let us know what sort of the trend is on those prices. Because if you know the contract's just going to go higher
2% raise
next time, then we might, we might want to revisit or revisit the concept of fund.
Which is what?
I think we should do that.
Do what?
Have a separate fund for this.
Yeah. I do too, but we'll have to see how we have to establish.
See if we can do it this year for next budget year.
Correct. I will.
A 5% increase in the refuge is $8.75 a year.
Right.
Okay, which?
And we're paying?
$175.
I raise the water rates up 2% every 3 years.
We've talked about this with the board that, you know, people can chew a 2% every couple of years.
I mean, it made sense when, obviously, we did our own garbage to make it part of the taxes, but I mean, since we're not doing that, since we're basically just paying a fee.
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of like...
We're paying a fee.
2% raises $3.50.
I mean, what you could say to people is, you know, if you say $185, I'll just say I raise it 10.
Yeah.
If you were to pay $185 to have your trash picked up, to me, that's a heck of a deal because you know what? Coles County Waste, it's $30 a month.
Or more.
Right.
Okay. And I think it's 30.
So, I mean, it's kind of like that's how it has to be presented to the people when we talk about we're going to increase it. I mean, it would be great if we could have, you know.
As long as they realize that. You know, all the numbers are going up, and you know, County Waste is, you know, especially because we're going to come up to a new contract.
Do we need to put this on the agenda for next month's meeting?
Well, if you can get
who's
Matt,
there
when Matt can come,
somebody would keep.
I don't think so because I saw a truck pull in.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we're going to do something,
I think we should invite Matt. You know, so everybody's on the same sheet of music, and you know he can basically bring everybody up to speed.
Well, do you think Matt would come in next month? I mean, because we got
to
kind
of as long as you give him enough notice, he's more than willing to go to any board meeting. You know, in any municipality.
Maybe we could bring him in on February.
All right, I'll email.
He wants to know about the lights on the pond.
Well, are they on?
No.
Then it's not safe.
It's not going to be not safe.
Because. I don't know. I mean, there was that. I don't know. Tony goes down and checks the pond every day.
Yeah. And they turn them on before.
They turn them on. Yes. If it's not on, it's not safe.
I think if we're going to do anything with increasing the fees for the refuge, we need to do it right now.
Well, we need to do it.
We need to get Matt. You know,
right. But I mean,
so everybody's, you know, everybody's got that one feeling about this.
Okay, I got about 25 minutes.
I'm going to quickly refuse bags. I knocked it down to 60.
Okay.
As we know, not many people are coming in and doing that. Cleanup days, I'm going to keep at 200. Mm-hmm. Other cultural is zero. Games of Chance, American Legion, if they're still going to be in business, will be paying their $10 for their Games of Chance. Building permits, that's what Kevin would be collecting, even though it says septic. So we budgeted $1,200, and I think this year we're at $1,895.
Which is because of Cumberland Farms and stuff.
Correct.
Yeah, must have been at least.
That's where it came in, is there. So I don't know if you, I mean, I just threw in $800 as a preliminary number. I'm willing to keep it at $1,200 if everybody else thinks to keep it at that. I just don't know if there's going to be any more big.
You build them?
You know.
I would just keep it the same.
Yeah.
What, 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Door must have caught and wasn't closed.
Yeah, about.
So just to catch up, we moved down to building permits. We moved it back to 12. Building
permits,
okay. So then we're gonna go on to.
So you're leaving the garbage. You're raising the garbage up from 77.
I mean. Whatever you want me to put in there. I mean, Charlie said that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to raising it to 185.
Okay, there's four. I think there's.
I mean, if it's truly costing us $113,000 to cover it.
Well, it will be for the next year. I mean, because the contract's going up.
This is just a preliminary first budget. So if we put 185 in there for now, we're going to have another budget hearing. By that time, maybe Matt will come.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just put that in there for now.
And our budget workshop is before
the next meeting.
All right, so what's the new number instead of 77, 14, 740?
So we have 427 properties that pay. So 427 times, what are we going to do?
185.
Is 78,995.
Yep. 78,995. Okay, I'll pay the extra five.
Okay. I'll make sure it goes on your bill, maybe.
I'll give it to you.
Fines and 45,000 for the fines and forfeitures of sale. State aid per capita revenue sharing. That is. I don't even see that on here. Why do I not see that? Where's that line? 301. Pardon me. Here it is.
They should send us an email.
Yeah. They usually send us something in the mail, and we haven't received
it. It hasn't changed much.
So I'll leave it at the 10548. I'm thinking it's going to go down, but I'll leave it at the 10548, the old one. State mortgage tax, same thing. I think we're expecting one more payment, if I'm not mistaken. So that remains constant around the $9,000 mark. And then, Guy, I think you confirmed
those
two grants. Same. Wash in, wash out, they'll go down below. State aid chips, I printed out the chips file, so the formula is we have a remaining balance of $16,841. We get about $28,000 every fiscal year, so that equals the 44,841.
Okay.
I did check with, I had Missy check for the chips.
Yes.
And sidewalks are covered under the chips program.
Aren't or are?
Are.
Okay.
And the only reason why I asked the question was maybe to see what could happen or what could be done on the main drag, you know, through the village.
Mm-hmm.
So Missy did talk to, I've got the correspondence. She talked to some woman, and she did say that, it's right here. Sidewalk repairs within the request of work without adjacent highway work is reimbursable. As they discussed the use of the highway reconstruction. So it is, because I know that we're at the point where a lot of roads have been repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So I just threw out that, we should take a look at sidewalks, because I know they're kind of beat up going up Church Street.
So we went to, when I was out getting signatures, I had some folks down at the end of on Route 20 down towards the apartments that, because these sidewalks don't go all the way.
I know.
They stop.
Yeah.
You know, like where Scott's live is the end. And I talked to Jeanette. She says, it's terrible when people bring a stroller and they're out walking in Route 20. When people are coming down that hill and around the corner and, with kids. And
we did bring it up, though, at the meeting, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
With Josh and him with the grant.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if we could actually use this as part of the match.
Mm. Use what, chips?
Yeah.
Against, they won't let you use state funding against the state or federal funded. Nice try. I mean, I just know that. They won't let you take the. You have to put your own money.
Okay. Well, it's something to consider.
What is your? You got a budget zero, Bob. I don't know what you're working with.
It's in our budget.
Unclassified revenue.
Right.
We just we're down to interest and earnings.
Okay. Yeah.
We got nothing.
Okay, good.
Sorry, we have nothing. Right. So okay. I just put it to nothing. Why write a number in when?
So zero.
Yeah. And refunds from previous years, zero.
Oh, unclassified revenue, zero?
No, unclassified revenue, I put down a 50.
Interest and earnings, she said.
Okay. Interest and earnings.
Yeah, I had a zero.
Okay. I left 50, and then inter transfer fund is nothing. And I'll just have to move over my formula, so give me 2 seconds. What do you have? For the total?
Wait a minute, let me see what that, I have to see what that is.
I got 214,787.
37 to 841.
Well, I got formulas, so I don't know how.
37 to 40. Yeah, but that's in the lower box. We want from.
What do you want? Oh, you know why? Because I didn't fill any in the real property. Mm-hmm. I'll put it back to 4,200, just of what we had. Okay. And then for non-property tax distribution, I'll leave up to 55,000 just to keep it static.
Real property, how much did you put in there?
I put 55, just what we have.
55,000?
Yep. So I got 277,787. You got 275? Okay. 858?
323.
I'm going to read down what I have. 858, 4,200, 38.
858. Oh, I got 22.
4,200, 3,800, 55,000, 15,000, 250, 45, 000, 150, 25, 78, 995, 60, 200, 0, 10, 1,200, 45,000, 10, 548, 9,000, 6,800.
Whoa, 10, 5, 4, 8.
State aid per capita.
Yep. 9,000, 6,800, 1,755. Jeez. 0,044,841, 0,050, 0. 277,807.
What was that again, Laura?
I got a total.
What line is it on? 277,807.
That's what I got. 277,807.
Okay. Got that.
Okay. That's the
where
total.
Did I get the 332,807 from? Above it, the number above it.
The number.
Above the 277,807.
That should be the same number, Bob. It should be 277,807.
Yeah.
That's the same formula.
37 to 41. 5 to 34, it's not the same form.
I M 37 through M M 37, right here. Right there to M 41, that's correct. And then M 5 through 34. I have the same, they don't read the same lines, but I want to make sure my numbers up top equal what my numbers down below, so it's
right,
a counter check.
Well, I stuck something in here. I want to make sure I check it out. And see if that may put it back over.
It's just like it's counter check for me for both of those numbers together. They should be the same.
Yes, they're the same.
Okay. Okay.
I'm good.
All right. Now we're going to get into the fun part. It's going to be expenditures, appropriations. Village Board, $9,800. I think somebody wrote less. I can't remember who it was. I can't think of off the. Was it Bob? I can't. You wrote 95, Bob? I think it was you.
I think it was because that's what I thought it was.
Oh, that was in the 13-14.
Oh, all right.
So.
No, I was just saying no change.
Okay, sorry. All right. Village Board contractual, 1250. Everybody, I think, agreed on that. Mayor salary, I believe we had Charlie, what did it? Find yours. I don't have yours right at my fingertips here, but. No, I do. Here it is. You wrote in 3,200. I think I just went from last year's discussion of, I know you're putting in a salary for the next coming mayor. I, as a board member, would like to say the next mayor possibly could be sitting at this table and not, you know, whomever wins. But I don't think it's fair for our board to decrease, keep decreasing the salary, to make it unattractive to people. That's just my personal opinion. So
I think if we just leave it the same, it's fine.
That's leave fine. It the same of three?
Whatever it was last year.
Three. Okay. Contractual for the mayor is 200. The attorney is 16.5. Sorry.
I have a question about
sure.
that. Not to be a, I know we're limited on time, but maybe it's not the time to bring it up. But boy, I tell you, I've emailed David a lot of times, and he never got back to me mm-hmm. until the meeting night, which is too late. I think we have to get a hold of. We have to, as a board, decide, hey, listen, when we email somebody 3 weeks before the meeting, we need more than one time before he gets back to us. I mean, that's what he's getting paid for, right? I mean, I know you've asked to email them. I know you've emailed them. Lori, I don't know about you. I've emailed them plenty of times, and I haven't got a response from them until the night of the meeting, I mean, in the office before the meeting. So I think, you know, if we're paying this guy $16,800, we need to be, or whatever, he needs to be accountable for his time, too, in getting back to us. Okay, I don't know. I'm just kind of, in the last 6 months...
Well, I mean, I hope when he doesn't respond to you, you send him a nasty email.
I've sent him three emails, and he hasn't even responded back. I've called him, left a message. So I'm thinking if everybody else has to put a time clock, time something in, you know, time sheet, then he ought to be accountable for getting back to us for that salary price. I don't know if you've had any dealings with him or.
I really haven't. You know, I know Missy's asked him for some things that I've asked for, so I haven't seen them. And that was I asked for him at the board meeting last month. You know, last week. So I have not seen.
I don't know. I know it's probably the wrong time to bring it up, but I mean, if we're paying a salary, I think you know we need to get what we pay for. I mean, I don't know if you're in agreement.
Have a talk with him.
That's right.
And find out what's going on and why he's not responding and what's his reasoning for it and how can we correct the situation because the board's not happy.
Right. I'm just venting, I guess.
That's fine. I think it's agreed. So
Charlie's going to talk to him.
I don't have a problem.
You don't have a problem talking to him, or you don't have a problem with Dave responding?
I don't have a problem talking.
Oh, okay.
Because I do call him, and he doesn't return my calls either.
Well, you know, executive session after the next meeting, because he'll be there.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I caution is make sure it's, you know, I think he's just on the line, okay, thank you, bye-bye, see you later. But, I mean, I think we collectively need
to... not inexpendable.
Correct, but I think collectively we need to come up with viable candidates for that professional service. So think about that.
My point is, if there's a matter that's going to be brought up to the board in the next meeting, we need more than 1 or 20 minutes to figure out how we're going to...
No, we agree with you. What I'm saying is...
He did say, and Bob was there, so he did say that he was going to email everybody over this Mir Street issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he was walking, he was pacing back and forth. You made a comment because I was standing next to you, and Guy was over. Oh, that's right, you weren't here. And Guy was up there. He says, "I'll get back to you via email."
Yep.
So, and I haven't seen anything yet. So.
Right, but I think collectively as a board, we need to
okay.
search viable candidates for it.
Okay.
You know, so you call a town of Skodak, you call a town of Nassau. What do you use?
He is.
He's the town of
Skodak.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Eastern English. All right. County.
Sorry to get off the subject.
Okay.
Venting.
There's other people.
Municipal dues, 1,000. 10,000 contingency. Treasurer remains 7,000. Treasurer equipment, 0. Oh, I got to get to my little list if I go through here. What am I at? Contractual. Treasurer's contractual. I just wrote my own note. $1,000 of that is for our EBS license. The rest is ink and toner and all that other good stuff.
No,
that comes out of assessment. Assessment equipment, nothing. Assessment contractual, 7,000. Clerk, I guess we're leaving that up in the air.
Put 16,480 in there for now, right?
I think I used the higher number on the other side,
okay.
Randy. So
right,
I'm going to use the higher number here until Charlie gets back to us.
Yeah.
And same as
deputy.
The deputy clerk, the 5250. Clerk equipment, 1334. Clerk equipment, I put that, I'm sorry, that's where I build the utility billing software to hers. Wait a minute. No. Yes. Under equipment. Correct. Yes. I put it under there for her, the 1334. That's the 1/3 for the refuge, which, because we don't have refuge equipment, so I put it to the clerk who will be using it. Clerk contractual.
And so what was it?
So it was
1334,
yes.
Okay.
Clerk contractual, 5600. I mean, it's a $200 increase, only, you know, everything's going up. It's just, it's all the supplies goes to their...
That's fine. Yeah.
$500 record management. That's if we ever can get this project off the ground in the records room. Buildings equipment. So today, myself, Roxanne, and Missy met with Fairpoint. I asked Missy because the phones just all do not work in this building. They're horrible. Mm-hmm. You know, they got water damage. You know, that one out there, you got to tip upside down to get it off the speaker. It's terrible. So we met with Fairpoint today. And the reason I'm even considering Fairpoint is, you know, he came in and he addressed the issue we have now, which is a 15-year-old automated service, which isn't meeting our needs. It's old, it's antiquated, there's no parts. And he is going to provide us with a price quote to update it. We talked about bringing the garage line in here to give us a third line for rollover, because as we were sitting here today, both lines rang, they both went to the clerk, and when you try to call the main line, it's busy. You can't have it. That happened. So we're going to bring in, thinking about bringing in $3,850 from the garage. They would have an extension. They'd call $3,850. It would run into the main, and they'd push, let's say, four for garage, and then it would go over there. So everybody would have their own extension, except the police department would keep their own phone system as they have. He's going to get us back with a price. I think the highest that, you know, just off the top of his head, he just kind of threw out $4,000. I mean, I put $25. I guess I was wishful thinking when I did this, but today he kind of threw that out there. Do I know what it is? No. Do I think maybe we could do like we did with the water fund, kind of get it at the May, June, two fiscal years paid out of both? Possibly, because you can always prepay on the 1 year into May. So,
is there other carriers you that you can get a quote from?
So Missy did. Well, Missy has called around, and nobody is willing to offer text support. And she's very insistent that she wants some type of customer support.
No, they have
stuff. And
who's that?
Goliath.
And what was the other thing? She I gave her a whole list of, you know, I just gave her a link. I said these are all the people that offer, you know, phone systems. So she went through and called them, and she talked to a lot of them. They said, oh, we'll just mail you the phones, you hook them up. But what the guy from Fairpoint said is, you know, your wire, you need all rewiring. What you have currently is bad. So, you know.
Paul Glasser still do it?
What's that?
Paul Glasser, you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Does he still do the phone system?
So if you could forward that information to Missy, then just have her call back.
I'll call them tomorrow and ask them if they would be interested. Because they did the whole install for ours, too.
At the ambulance?
No, this is at work.
Oh, at work.
We bought all of them.
Yeah, they just did that over.
And we're going to kind of blast off.
Yep.
So we can
you use the ones in Manchester?
All right. That's what I had for buildings equipment. I'm going to just leave it at 25 until maybe we hear back. Or do you want me to put it to the higher number?
Yeah, I'll leave it there for now.
Okay.
It's easy.
Buildings contractual, 33.1.
And what's that for?
So buildings contractual pays for the electric and...
Oh, this is so that's operations, right?
Operations, yeah.
Fuel, oil.
Yep.
No, that's central garage.
No, we have two.
Oh, fuel.
Fuel.
Heating oil.
Yeah.
Well, that's heating.
Heating, right.
We have a plant in here, too.
Right.
Yeah. So we have our own oil tank here, and the garage has their own. Yeah, so the building's operation, telephone, Time Warner, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'll pay that. Capital Buildings Fund, increased it to 10,000. I know Bob wrote down a number I wrote.
Yeah, I wanted to increase it. I think we need to replace the windows eventually here.
Right, but
well,
we just
dropped
66,000.
Right, we just ate whatever we had.
We just ate, so we need to, okay.
Less, so.
I'll leave that at 10. Central Garage Equipment, 500. 10,000 for Central Garage Operations. That's, you know, their fuel and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Unallocated insurance, 40,000. Superintendent of Highways, 2,200. Drug testing uniforms, blah 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 blah. Street maintenance, personal service. Put it back to the 34,000, right, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. General repairs, equipment. You put in. We have 1,000 there. That was the reduction in the $5,000 of speed signs. That's where we had it last year. So that brings us down to 1,000. General.
Were we talking at one time to purchase a third one on 203?
We did talk about it.
We did talk. See you later, Randy. I'll send you out a new spreadsheet.
Sorry about that.
I'd like to still see it on the, you know, on the table anyway.
Okay. All right, so then we have to put
6,000.
Is that where they were, 6 apiece?
They're
5,000.
Oh, 5,000.
Can you email me the 6 page?
We're going to put 6 in there.
We're going to put 6 in the budget, yep.
It would be the same style.
You might want to how much of the battery you might want to just include that.
Okay.
I mean, changing the battery is a waste of time, but that's my opinion.
See you later.
Hi, Ren.
Well, I mean, I think we can, if we need to do that, we can.
Okay. General repairs, 48,000. Capital fund for street, 10,000.
And that is
capital funds for your street. You have two street, if I'm not mistaken, capital funds that it can go into, which is street improvement. That's what we have, and
that's what you pair up with the chips, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Right, and the other ones.
Yeah,
the other one's the water main and pump house, which is water and water tank. So, so that's the street.
So the upgrade and rehab of the storm grates falls under this line item.
Because
at one time, wasn't it last year that we had problems?
That falls under maintenance. No,
okay.
That's personal service though. It would fall under repairs, I would think.
Okay.
This is for when we're doing a street project. We would take money to pair up with the CHIPS funds.
Okay.
To fund the project.
Okay.
Personal removal of snow, again, that was an increase in salary. You want to get back to the 3,100, Bob? You want to?
Yep.
Okay.
3,100?
Yes. Snow removal equipment, 1,000. And 8,800 for snow, and that's the purchase of salt. Street lighting, 28,000.
There is something, you weren't here, Laura, but there is something in the wind through Urswama about solar panels for all the municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get some. They're trying to get some units that will actually, like, for like this building and the one in Skodak and, you know, all of, wherever the municipality buildings are.
Right. So I did check into that for here. I called.
And I think that's through your outfit.
It is.
NYSERDA.
Yep. So I called it for here because, you know, we do have a pretty hefty electric bill when you start to look at the pumps and stuff. So I spoke to them, I provided them with our electric bills, and waiting for them to come out and do a site visit to see exactly where you could be. Because what we're going to do is, it's a net metering, but not a tie-in. So I was thinking in my head, just that the panels, the array, the field, the panels would be down by the pump house. And that's where they would suck up and collect everything. But it would feed this building, it would feed the garage, it would feed, you know, the pump house down there. It could feed,
you,
feed
how do you run the wire? How do you run the
It's all done through the waves, Bob. It's all in the air. That's the greatest and latest thing, and that's how Charlie's talking about it. They're asking municipalities to buy into this, and then what they do is they identify through your electric bill, your number. That's who you're going to net meter to.
Yeah, but you also, on the excess,
sell it back. Right, but the owner, so-called owner, does the sell back. I mean, they really aren't going to size you above and beyond, especially when you start talking about municipalities. They're not going to, you know, size you that you're going to, you're never going to make. You're always, in a municipality, they always use more. I mean, because obviously the electric rates always go up. I think it's a good idea. I thought about it for us. I'm waiting for Solar City to get back to me and, you know, talk about it, because I think it would reduce ours. I mean, Skodak's already invested in solar panels on their garage. I just think that you have to use the problem, I think, or Swan's running against. You have to use so many kWh to be entertained for that type of net metering where it's not physically tied. And we meet that criteria. The village does by itself. And then we just
I'd be concerned where you put the panels, because I don't want kids throwing rocks at the frickin' thing.
Right. I mean, I just use that. I mean, he wants to come out and do a site visit. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Where else do we have property that would be viable?
Put some on
top of the water tank.
I mean, you can put it on top of the right.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's strong enough up there, put it right up there, too.
Yeah, I mean, even if you did, you know, people do them on carports. I mean, they're just coming out with so many different ways and different panels. I mean,
no, it's certainly worth looking into. Yeah.
Is there any potential? I know they, I don't know too much about it, but I've seen where the actual streetlights have solar panels.
Yeah.
They have them in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
on Route 17. Yeah. Every pole has a solar panel. It's pretty wild.
Does it actually work though? I mean,
I got a solar light, and if it's a, you know, if you get a few days of rain, it don't come on.
Well, that's kind of the issue we're having with those
well,
times.
Well, right? But that the issue and what happens with those lights down there is they got electric to it. They're not just solarly solar. I mean, solar's feeding it. You know, it soaks up its solar, but then when it can't produce it, click, you know, turn the light switch on. That's how that all works out. I mean, it's something to investigate. I mean, right now, you might as well take advantage of it, because I can tell you, from our standpoint at Missouri, incentives are going away. I put in the refuse garbage contract, just the contract itself, at 81.1. Now, we could throw in the 111,000, but, you know, I have the...
113.
I'm sorry, 113, but I have the list of... there it is. This is what I had Wendy pull out, so I kind of looked at 13-14. We paid $24,000 to or Swama. Or we paid, yeah. Looks to be. This was, yeah, or Swama, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Swama. So for the 13-14 year, fiscal year, we paid $24,000.
Did the tipping fee go up at all?
Tipping fees have gone up.
In 14-15?
Yes. Charlie said that, yes.
Okay, so we estimated 30,000.
Correct.
For this year. So that's within the realm of...
Right. I just want... I mean, I'm just showing you what I'm going by and how I'm figuring numbers. So what did you say, Bob? 113?
113. That's what we figured. We only get 3,000 back from the recycles.
There goes our... Yes. Police personal service.
So this 95,000 number is an increase of $6,000, and it's I calculated it based on adding 2 hours to the shifts. Now we haven't obviously haven't agreed to that, but that was just the change to move from the 8-hour shifts which we currently have to 10-hour shifts in order to give more time out there.
So what would be their hours of operation then?
It would be 10 hours a day. And what we have them doing now, at least I try to have them do now, is
they sort of start at different times in the afternoon. So sometimes they come in at 4 and work till 12. Sometimes they come in at 5 and work till 1 to try to mix it up a little bit. I think that that worked for a while, as I mentioned at the last meeting. But I think now what these people are realizing is that they're not here really late until 2:30, 3 o'clock is when things are starting to happen. I've talked to Tom about pushing those, like we, over the holiday, we pushed back the hours so that they would be there longer, but still within the 8 hours.
Oh, rotate the their schedule.
And to push them further, so they come in later during the holiday time, when we knew people were particularly susceptible.
Yeah, but if you look at it statistically, you know, the perpetrators are anywhere from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So, you know, even if you start somebody 10 hours, that'd be 3 o'clock, 10 hours. I mean, that's really, I mean, for me personally, I would rather stagger, you know. I mean, if you come in from 4 to 12 or 5 to 1 or, say, even 6 to, especially, and I don't know what the, I don't know when, the majority of the break-ins were, whether they were, if you can statistically, you know, Monday or Tuesday or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, I'm not, I don't, maybe you have that information.
Over the these past two incidents, they were there on the weekends.
Okay. And over in our area?
Was it, that one was a Sunday, that episode was a Sunday night into Monday. And the one over on Elm Street was a Saturday into Sunday.
So I mean, it's something that you can address with Tom or something to rotate the shifts.
Yeah, again, Tom is well aware of the things that are happening, so I've told him adapt, and one of the ways we've adapted is pushing the hours back. But I think that'll work for a while, and then they'll just go a little bit further out. So I think we need to decide as a board whether we want to have, instead of 8 hours a day, we'll move back to the 10 hours a day, which was what they had in the past. Now, 10 hours to before I got here was 4 to 2. That was the 10 hours, and that was it. They didn't move it around. I'm suggesting that we could keep moving it around, and some days maybe it would be 6 to 4, but have it 10 hour shifts instead. Again, we can. Maybe you want to only do that on the weekends and you can knock a few $1,000 off here, but I think that's something you just need to think about.
Well, you got to go by the time. You got to go by the time of the year too, because I know that Tim Dorminey, during the summertime, there were some serious issues here at that park, and I think we brought that up to, So, I mean, I'm not opposed to extending the hours. What I'd like to see is a shift in their schedules, and maybe kind of expand it like on a Friday to a Sunday, as compared to Monday and Tuesday, or only a suggestion, that's all. But I and everybody else knows there's a lot more activity especially at night now. I mean, these guys are going to get smart enough where eventually I know they're going to get caught. But it's out of control. I mean.
So, again, this is the given the amount of money that they pay this. I don't have it in front of me. I'm really sure about it. I apologize. But it comes to about 5,000 hours of patrol time per year.
A lot of hours in the car, 10 hours.
Well, yeah. And then it also accounts for time they spend in court. Not in that 5,000 hours. It's about 140 hours per year for the time when they have to be here in court, and then 100 hours for special events and things like that. So it encompasses all that. So it's all budgeted for. Bring this up at this time, but I suppose we should. We also should think about the vehicle. And I have Tom, he didn't get back to me yet, getting quotes on a replacement vehicle for the Tahoe. When we looked at it over the summer, when we kind of got nervous about that vehicle. It was in about the $32,000 range for a an all-wheel drive SUV type vehicle. And one of the things that we've thought about is we have some money already put away. We put away about, I think over the last 2 years, we put about $7,000 away in that capital fund. There is some money in the drug seizure fund that can be put towards a vehicle, equipment in general, but the vehicle. And the other thing, and this is a larger issue, is we may want to think about refinancing the bond. Because right now interest rates are very low, and I don't know what the interest rate is on the bond. I don't know if they're lower than, again, because municipal ones are usually lower anyway. And try to incorporate the whatever the difference is into the bond, refinancing that bond.
What do we have a bond for?
The water tank.
Oh.
And we have 10 years left on that. Mm-hmm. We have 10 years left on that. We may be able to, one, save some money on interest, because there's a ton of interest in the next 10 years. I'm actually prior, I shouldn't say that, we probably paid a lot of interest already. But we should, I think we should look into that, because it may be a way to finance this vehicle without actually having to raise taxes. When you combine it with the money we've already set aside and the money in the drug seizure fund. Because, you know, Tom's always, I talk to him every month and say, Tom, did you find a grant? Did you find a grant? And he hasn't been able to find a grant that would support this. I don't know how likely it would be even if they could find a grant to apply for, since we just got a vehicle.
What's the life of a new vehicle? Or what's the life of a police vehicle?
You know, I think the Tahoe is probably at its life's end. I mean, it's...
So you would take a bond out for 10 years to purchase a new vehicle?
Well, I think if you refinance the existing bond and just added it to that, I think that if you could, if it made sense to do that...
It's in a different fund, though, right?
Huh?
It's in a different fund.
That's okay.
We pay the bond out of the A fund.
No, we pay the bond out of
the
water fund.
We pay out of the water fund.
Okay. Oh, it went away.
No,
oh,
but we had an old bond. Mm.
Well, yeah, okay. So either way, though, if there was a way to save money, one, in the water bond, in the water tank bond anyway, we could use that money that we've already, has already been, we've already decided that we were going to pay that money. So it's not like it's new money. We could use the savings from that to pay for the difference is.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I think if you refinance the water bond,
it would stay over there.
It stays in the water fund. Any savings that you create stays in the water.
Right,
fund.
But what you can do is when you refinance, you wrap in the car,
you could.
Which would come out of the A fund. You
right.
save in the water. But you'd be including on that, but depending on what the interest rate was when we secured it versus what it is now.
Right.
Could work out.
I don't think it'll be that much different, but...
Hi, what was it, 6%?
When was it? I don't know.
2011.
Just sort of thinking out loud about...
It was 2011.
Right now, financing is really low.
It's in the cabinet.
You can look at it. Certainly worth looking at. Is there any thought of... going to vehicles like Skodak's getting, the smaller vehicles?
It is that one, the one SUV.
No, I'm not talking about an SUV. I'm talking the smaller...
Oh, that has police right on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the black and white ones.
The black and white things.
It's a Ford.
They're more of a mid-sized car.
We were looking at the all-wheel drive with the capability for the canine.
Yeah, it's more like a RAV4 type.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Skodak has one if you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new one?
Yeah, they have the new Ford.
But they have the new kind of wedge-shaped cars they bought that are funky looking.
The cars, but they also have the new all-wheel drive SUV.
If we need a SUV type thing for the canine, then that's what we need. But
well, the other thing is getting up the hill and the pine trees also an issue.
Well, I mean, they all are all-wheel drive, but you know, I mean, even a lot of Fords and stuff, you can get
the regular car.
Regular cars.
I mean, I will say I went out stupidly the other night when it was really bad, and all the people that were trying to get up Pine Tree couldn't. And they, you know what they did? They just parked right along Route 20 and walked up that hill. Mm. Like, they parked where Jeanette Scott.
Yeah.
I was like, crazy.
So, Tom is out there getting quotes, you know, to see how much, you know, this is in general. The issue is that we're basically, you know, the contractual now is up to 21,500. Or at least that's what I figured out, you know, given what we paid DePaula for repairs and some of the servicing, and the, you know, Tom and Officer Restifo do a lot of the oil changes themselves to save money. You know, if we're spending $4,000 or $5,000 a year to keep that car on the road, I think it's, or that vehicle on the road, it makes sense to get a vehicle where at least we have a few years we didn't have to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, from the ambulance and the fire, you know these issues.
Yeah, no, I understand. They become not cost effective.
Yeah. And given what it sounded like at the pond on Friday, my God, I thought the thing was going to squeal, kill the kids. But I think it's on its last legs. It's got, like I reported, it's got about 80,000 miles on it. It's 8 years old now. And it's got a new transmission. Now, that's the other thing, is we're in a position now where we have a 3-year warranty on that transmission. So while it might be helpful to us, it also might make it attractive to someone to buy it.
Right.
Might be able to.
We can transfer the warranty.
Get a few.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a it stays with the
correct
transmission.
Yeah.
So that we may be in a position to get a few $1,000 out of that as well to put towards a vehicle.
A new vehicle. I mean, and Ford said though they would finance. Municipalities could do financing with them, meaning a monthly payment.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather if we can stay away from that.
Correct.
Anyway, just, you know, just trying to figure out how to do that the most cost-effective way. Because right now, that vehicle is a burden, I have to say.
All right, so.
So, anything in the police? I moved the equipment down to by 500. There's a piece of software that we've been borrowing for the last 3 years that runs the network between the cars and the station. And the price of that is $780. It's a $30,000 software, typically. Not many small places have it, because not many small places have the kind of technology that we have here. So at $780, it would be an annual fee of $780 to use that.
Guy, just to get back to police personal service,
The
$95,000,
mm-hmm.
Is that, are we going to keep that at that price? Or that dollar amount?
I think we can keep it there. If everyone agrees, we can keep it there now, and
mm-hmm.
we can decide whether we want to only budget for maybe 4 shifts a week to be longer, and then we can bring that down a little bit. But
okay.
Or we may decide not to do longer shifts at all. I don't want to presume anything at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, I'm not convinced that's going to make a difference, but, you know, it's...
I think we just need to think about it, and if that's...
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm not ready to decide on it, so let's leave it for now.
The DWI grant is the same?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Those are the same. And the K-9, we paid that.
Okay.
$6,000.
The 21.5 was what now?
So that's all their contractual, and that's the gas.
Oh, okay.
And the repairs to the vehicles, and there's some uniform issue, things in there, just the ammunition. We have a zone, we're part of zone 5, so we pay a fee of $825 a year
mm-hmm.
to become part of zone 5 for the training. So that basically all their training is free. I mean, we pay for their time to do the training, but they get to do all the coursework for free. So,
can I just back you up 1 second, guy?
Sure.
I heard you say the piece of equipment was $700.
It's a piece of software.
Right, and then each year, then we have an annual license.
So we're not paying for the, we're not buying it. We're paying for the license.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
That's what that would.
Okay, all right.
Tom has negotiated with the
Okay. With the company. Basically, they want people to use their software. And so he said, well, we want to use it. Can you waive the fee? Mm-hmm. And for 3 years they waived it. Now they want to charge them $700.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's kind of
put
like
it this way.
It's kind of like the drug dealer who books you on the drugs and says, "Oh, here you go."
And but, it's useful. But
it's very useful because it saved it. You know, they're able to write the tickets, you know, right in the car. It goes right into the records. It doesn't. There's no transfer.
Okay. Thank you. So that's Dan Bunny on the canine and the Capitol Police Fund is what we've been just throwing into that and that.
And how much do we have in it? We have enough.
We have these past those two columns here.
That's what
that's
we have.
We have 7,100. Yes, 100,000.
We just established that 2 years ago.
Yep.
So we have. Okay.
So if we wait until if we did this and wait until after the budget year, we'd have 10,600 in the account. So again, we're getting closer to that.
Get a little closer to throw some money down. Animal control officer. I think Charlie, you put in a raise for him.
$50.
And right, which was I think again a 3% raise. I'll have to calculate here. Or is it 13? So can I? And I'll bring this up. And everybody can say, oh, Lori. We spoke way back when about having timesheets. You assured me Mr. Dog Catcher Martel was going to be submitting timesheets. And I just went through how many months right there.
And he didn't provide them.
He doesn't provide reports. I mean,
I call him before every meeting, okay? And if there's something that needs to be brought up on the agenda that he has done, and he's only done a couple of things, you know, this past year.
Right.
Okay. I'll bring it to the attention of the board. Other than that, I mean, he doesn't do it.
I know, but
he's not on call.
But you're telling me that you're going to give him a 3.84% raise. $50 works out to a 3.84% raise, and I mean, I wouldn't have a problem if he. You know, he came in here that 1 year that we eliminated his line item, and he had a room full of people to say, oh, we need it. We put it back in, clearly saying, you need to submit reports to the board. I'm going to do it. And that year went by, and nothing happened. And last year, 2% was across the board for everybody, so everybody got 2%, including the animal control officer, and you, I believe, made the policy, and we all agree that everybody should do a timesheet.
Mm-hmm.
I fill out mine and report it for hours, so she has them for the retirement system. And, you know, Wendy was made to do it, and she does it and has been doing it. And, again, we're in the same position that there's no timesheets. So, I mean, and I'm looking at it. And maybe somebody could correct me. Maybe I'm wrong under the assumption, but I pay a town tax. And I pay his salary, if I'm not mistaken, in my town tax. I'm a town resident. I mean, does he not have to provide? I guess that's where a clarification from a lawyer. Does he not have to provide the services to the village?
No.
Why?
Because,
well, don't I pay it?
Well,
my
I don't
town
know.
Tax?
I pay the assessor over in the town. How can we have to have one here?
I
pay, you know, it's the same thing. It's the state says you have to belong to a town to be a village. So we have. We get double taxed. That's the way it is. We have our own highway department.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we just said, well, we're not going to hire Tony and Jay anymore, does that mean the town's just going to come in and start doing everything?
No, we pay into their $1 million budget.
Yeah. Well, we already pay into the A fund.
We pay into the A fund.
That pays for the assessor, that pays for the...
All the administration.
It pays for all of that stuff.
Right.
We don't get any of those services.
Well, you get a town bill from the assessor, and they assess you. I mean, they assess you. They have their separate assessment, but
Lori, I can see your point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I made every attempt to call him.
You know how you settle this? You go away from this, I'm going to pay you $1,350, and you say I'm going to pay you $50 an incident. And you document the call, who called you, how, everything, the whole thing, and when you submit that, you'll get paid. If you don't submit that, you'll get paid. That's one way to do it. I mean, how many calls does he do here?
Not many.
Or again, is it that he's not telling you, and he is? I mean, that's where I have that hard problem. Maybe he is doing a lot, and he's just not reporting it.
I don't think he is.
Well, see, I don't.
I know he messed with
because he oversees the town, the village.
He does Castleton, Kodak.
I know he does that whole East Greenbush, Rensselaer.
North Greenbush. I mean, he's everywhere. Yeah. I get it, but I mean.
I mean,
I have a hard time. You know, we talk about people who do their job should be rewarded, and I just feel as though it's...
Well, it's kind of hard if he doesn't have anything. It's important that the village at least maintains an animal control officer because
right. I agree
with
that.
There are issues that come up, and there's some real nasty issues.
And I agree with it. I'm happy. I agree to the 1,300, but I'm not agreeing to a 3.84%
leave it at 1,300 then.
Increase.
That's fine.
Okay. And let's have him. Yeah. Well, I mean, $50 again. It's a small thing, but it works out to be 3%. I mean, in fact, can he fill out a timesheet?
Well,
Kevin does. I mean,
Kevin has work every month.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess this kind of like falls into the category of like Dave, and I know we've talked about the attorney. We need an attorney, regardless of who it is, mm-hmm. those services and how much time they put in. It really doesn't matter how much time they put in as long as we're satisfied with the outcome or the output.
Right.
So that's sort of like a contractual thing. It seems to me like we pay for those services regardless of how many hours he works. He can work 20 hours one month and one the next. This seems to be the same kind of way. So it's important for us, as Charlie said, to have an animal control officer present in the village, able to do
the nasty
provide
job.
Those services when we need that.
Yeah.
So
he should provide us a report.
But
I know,
when he does
I know.
Something,
it should be written down.
Be a report.
I don't care if he does a timesheet. I just think
the report at least would say how many hours he spent, and
or if he just what he did.
Right. Some documentation.
I mean, and if it means that we have to create a form for him to fill out, I can do. You know, we could do that. That's easy enough. And he just, I'm sure he's got a clipboard in his truck. It shouldn't take that much, and he can just give those.
Yeah, but there have been times during this past year that when I called him and I reported the incidents via email to everybody. So, is that good enough? I don't know. I mean, do you want, does he need to, I always thought that, when you're in constant communication with him, and there's times when he calls me on a lot of issues, and then when he does, I jot it down, I write down the date, I try to remember the time, and then I present it to the board that, on this day, at this time, whether it be cats or chickens or dogs or deer or whatever, rabid, wildlife. And there's a lot of times that he has called me out of the clear blue and said, hey, I just shot a rabbit.
Yeah.
So.
I can tell you right now, Paul's not going to do a timesheet.
I know he isn't.
You know why? Because he doesn't think of it. And then if he has to sit down at the end of the month and figure out what he did, he ain't going to know what he did.
No. That's why.
He should be able to write down. I mean, we should have some kind of record. I mean, if you're in control or in constant communication with him, and you're making notes every time you talk to him that you know what he's doing, and that report gets to the board, then
I think that's
a
vision, I think,
as far as I'm concerned.
Whoever oversees him, I think that's because after we had this talk and I approached him, he got very belligerent. I don't know what he gets, $100 a month or whatever it is. Does he get paid once a month or something?
He gets paid monthly, yeah.
Okay. Why should I do this and do that? He goes, if there's problems, he says, I'll call you. Well, I don't wait for that. I mean, I call him,
right.
And I, what's going on and on and on and on. And he'll tell me. And he also tell me that there's nothing going on. It's very quiet. What I should need to do is, and you're right too, because he's not going to come in here. He's not going to fill the form out. I think whomever oversees him in the future, you know, as long as you got his phone number and you got access to an email, I mean.
But he comes in to pick up his check. I mean, so if I come to take my check, I'd hand, you know, it's kind of like I'm picking up last month and I'm handing this month.
Sorry, you've been here probably longer than I have, and I'm sure you've known Paul Martel longer than I have. So you know the way he is, okay?
I understand.
I mean, the other big thing was, you know, direct deposit.
Oh.
Oh my God, you think, holy
And he
Jesus.
Does it in the town. That's what kills me. He has direct deposit in the town and he won't do it in the village.
Paul needs to be handled.
What's that?
Paul needs to be handled. He does. I mean, that's just the way
I know.
Is. I mean,
yeah, he's kind of
gruff. I mean, I get along great with him.
I do too. I mean, but he's a little gruff at times.
But you have to. He does. He'll coop. I mean, and it's all bark. It's nothing else.
I know.
I mean, so he did like three events this year? I mean, probably.
I'm not sure. No, it's been more than that. Oh. Okay. And I'm sure I've reported on whatever, and there's other times that, you know, I sent an email to Missy or sent it out to everybody for to be placed in the monthly agenda.
Okay. So I just put it to 1,300.
That's fine.
What it was. Okay.
That's fine.
I'm sure Paul won't even care.
That's... Yeah.
He only knows he was down.
That's right.
Kevin, safety inspection, personal service. That was another...
I increased it, yeah.
I forget what that... 400, right?
Yeah, and that... Was it...
That's
does that come out of two areas?
Yep, he's under safety inspection and he's under zoning. So
yeah.
That's a 3.3% raise.
Look at Laura.
Yeah.
I'm not worried
I'm
about
just giving
percentage, right?
Okay. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is that I think he deserves an increase based on his number one, his knowledge, and his you know, all the reporting that he does.
His reporting is pretty good.
He does it for Rensselaer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does it. I think he does the same thing for Rensselaer. In fact, I know he does, yeah. In fact, he does that full time.
Right.
I'm very satisfied with his work because he's been...
And he has responsive. The knowledge and the training.
And he's very responsive.
You know, yeah.
You know, Gary, you know, I can only compare to Gary because that's something I personally knew before. Gary would go out of his way not to do anything. And Kevin actually follows through and, you know, it's tolerable. To, you know, deal with him. So.
Okay. So I just added that there. 0, 500, 24, 25, 0, contractual, 1550 for zoning. Planning contractual remains at 400. Judicial, Mike and Roxanne put in for a raise.
Yeah, I noticed that. No.
Pardon me? You put in for
$1,000 each.
$1,000 even on Mike, and $1,000 on Roxanne.
I don't think it should be, and it's only my personal opinion, I don't think it should be $1,000. I think they should get an increase based on the volume of work that they're doing. I mean, Guy, you got the numbers.
They're doing work.
A lot of cases.
Yeah, they're busy, and I appreciate what they both do, and that's got to be a lot of work. So, I mean, is it worth an increase of $1,000? No, I maybe 500. You know, maybe that was just a wishful thinking that they put it out, but I do know that they probably work a lot harder than anybody knows. Because the place is always packed, so there's a lot of cases. So, only my opinion. It's up to what everybody else wants to.
That could be agreeable at 13.5 and 13.225.
25. Court officer,
Somebody's going to talk to the judge, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Somebody will. Court officer? I guess they...
What's this acting, judicial acting judge?
That's Mark Greenberg. Mike has to recuse himself.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He gets... Divide 1,000 by 12, and that's what he gets for a monthly check.
Okay.
Court officer, John.
Why did they move him down?
But
is that the court officer?
That's the court officer. The only thing I say about that, which I find interesting, and I didn't say anything to Mike or Roxanne, is his timesheets say that he comes to court at 4:30 or 5 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm usually here Tuesdays at that time. I never seen him. I mean, he's here at 7. I know he's here at 7. He opens the door, or 6, I'm sorry, at 6 and opens the door. But his timesheets all say 4:30, 5 o'clock. That's just my observation. I don't know why they knocked him down. Not for me to ask. I assume Mike must have him.
The court's going to be open at the same time.
The court's going to be open at the same time, right.
And he's not making any less money per hour.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll put it in at 25. I will double check with Roxanne and Mike on that.
Mm-hmm.
If they meant to knock it down 100 or not. Justice EQ, that was a mistake. It was 750 she wanted to put down under contractual. She wanted to add it to her contractual.
Justice EQ was zero?
Yeah. And I just want to take a look at her justice contractual for a second. Just because they're doing a lot of... they have to order their own, you know, postage stamps, and it all comes out of there, and I'm just trying to find her justice. Justice, here it is. So they've spent... They budgeted 45. I don't think she's going to need it, really. She's only spent $1,500 right now. I don't see her having to increase that.
So the one above is zero, and then
correct.
The 45
then,
is
then
still 45 the same?
Then 45 would remain the same.
Well, if we ask them about the court officer, can we just ask them about if they had something in mind?
I did ask her about the equipment. I said, you put in... For equipment, I said, do you have something in mind you need to purchase? She said, no. I thought that was the thermal paper for my credit card machine. I thought it was my stamps. I thought it was my my envelopes. And I said, no, that's contractual.
Oh, so it's already covered.
It's already covered.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So it's 45. Election, we're going to have to budget for an election next year. Veteran Services, 200. Playground and equipment is nothing. Playground contractual is 4,000.
What's that for?
Well, our playground needs to be brought up to code, and slowly we are doing that. Mm-hmm. We still need to get the depth of the P-stone, and I think we want to revisit.
So we did that.
No, we never brought the.
It's got to be 10 inches, I thought.
No, he had to do so many feet. He did around the jungle gym. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The dome thing. Jay did that. He cut the grass out, and he brought the P-stone. And he has brought P-stone down there. Is it at the inches we're supposed to? No, it's not. I mean, we didn't do the whole thing. So we need to.
Yeah, but didn't we have a bargain last year because they had P-stone left over?
Tony and Jay went and got P-stone and dumped it here, but I think they also used it somewhere.
Oh.
Youth Committee, 150. Celebrations, 12.
So just, yes. Lauren, just to get back to the sure. playground equipment. Yeah. So what other?
So what else comes out of that code is the electric for the pond and the gazebo. Anything to do with, you know, if we buy something for something, like I just saw, I think, an invoice for wood for parks, but I don't, or no, that was wood for the buildings. There was something in there for parks, and I didn't know why, but Jay clearly bought some parks.
When we were at the cleanup day, didn't Jay mention about that they have to replace the picnic tables?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
I know that, so whatever they do at parks, that's...
Okay.
So it's not just that particular Ben Stanley Park.
Oh, I know. Okay.
So beautification committee, $250.
What was the where am I? Here?
Celebrations, $1,200.
Okay.
Nothing else changed.
And again, you know, the employee benefits is going to be a constant based on salaries, and I just have to let the formulas work out once you get back to me on the. But I'll keep these numbers that I have. 14243331857077.
Yeah, we do. I think so too. We should look into it as quickly as possible and establish it like immediately so we can actually get it done in this billing cycle.
Yep, I agree. I don't see why we can't do it. I don't know what's involved in doing it, but
I don't either. But I guess
resolution
can
on next month.
Can't hurt to investigate.
And then figure out how to do the paperwork later.
So what am I seeing? I am seeing a
725-201.
That's what I came up with.
Let's run it over here. 725, I got 379. Yeah. 725, 379.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll run down what I got. I'll quickly go down. Right. Ready?
Let me get up to the top.
Yep. I got row 48. I don't know if it's the same on yours. 9,800, 1,250.
48, you're on?
I'm on line 48, Village Board Personal Service.
Right.
I don't know if that's yours.
Down. I'm at the top.
Oh, sorry.
9,800.
Yep. 1,250, 3,000, 200, 16,500, 1,000, 10,000, 7,000, 0, 5,000, 0, 7,000, 17,000, 5,250, 1,334, 5,600, 500, 2,500, 33,100, 10,000, 500, 10,000, 40,000, 2,200, 34,000, 6,000, 28,000, 10,000, 3,100, 1,000, 8,800, 28,000, 44,000, 841, 0, 113,000, 95,000, 6,800, 0, 177,175, 1,000, 21,500, 2,200, 3,500, 1,300, 12,500, 0, 500, 2,425, 0, 1,550, 400, 13,500, 1,000, 13,225, 2,500, 0, 4,500, 1,200, 200, 0, 4,000, 150, 1,200, 250, 18,480, 15,938, 14,238.
That's it. We have 14,099. All right, but it's equal P4, so there's something in P4 that's off.
Because the salaries changed, I kept it constant. If you P4'd it, correct. Because the salaries changed up top when we eliminated the others. But
right,
I was just.
But that's where the change is.
Correct. Well, that's what I want to go back and double check.
All right. So
correct.
What do you got for P4? I've got.
Right. 14,098. Yep. Okay. Well, 14,499. Yep. Just want to get decimals. And what do you have for Medicare?
I have 3297.3.
98. and workers' comp, we took it.
Down here.
Well, workers' comp is kind of, we just took 10% and kind of over the years kind of increased 10%, so we just added 10%. And medical insurance, again, you know, this is a guessing game until, you know, we hire somebody, which might, increase. So now I'm looking at, so I have 725,202. Is that what you guys have?
201.
Okay, oh, I just kind of rounded it up. So 202, so looking at, we need to stay within the 1.48%, we need to shave 79.83. Right? Let me see.
Just, hold on. I have 30,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
The difference is 30,000.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at, a difference.
Yeah, I got to change my.
So the 316,998 is the max?
Correct. Sum of L140. M, let's change that. Yeah, 30,397. That's the difference. So, think about it.
You added 40 grand to freaking.
Right.
I know.
So
I get it.
So,
30 what?
30,397 is what we need to shave. I mean, I think I'd like to really talk to Matt prior to our next meeting. Maybe have a just conversation with him and say, you know, kind of look at, maybe he can pull up a spreadsheet to see, you know, our graphs. It's the garbage that's killing us.
Yeah, I mean, I think no matter what he finds, I think it makes sense to go with a different fund to get it out, because we're not going to be able to control that number. You know, where that goes isn't going to really be in our control if we're not willing to say, okay, well, you're going to get a smaller box, or we're going to tell you that, you know, when you go over,
you know, I get it.
You're going to get a fine.
I just have
if you don't do that, then we're just going to let people do what they want, and we're going to be at the whim of what the contract is. And that's.
I mean, I would like to go run a report for County Waste and be able to do that.
But if you do, if we do set up another fund, that means everything's got to be stay inside that fund, right? The water.
It has to maintain itself.
Right. It has to maintain.
It's going to have to maintain itself, exactly. It's going to have to be an even Steven until some type of fund balance, because when people don't pay.
I mean, obviously, we were doing some budget changes at the end of the year to cover that, because there was nowhere near enough money in it.
Well, we were only at a $70,000 county waste contract.
Well, it went up 9%. But
right. I mean, I'm just, what I think, and I can tell you how this all plays out, because I started looking at the bills. County waste, number one, is like 2 months behind in billing. So when we were paying, you know, when you pay in the next fiscal year, you're really paying on 2 months in the prior year. I mean, and obviously, if you ever shut down, you know, it'll all catch up with you, but kind of you're rolling with the punches here. If you're sitting down and look at 12 months and say 12 months is 12
right.
months.
What I'm saying is that we had 71,000 in there before. Mm-hmm. We raised it to 113. I mean, that's a 50% increase.
I get it.
So it's, there's a lot more that we added in there than the 9%. So previously, we were offsetting some of those
yes.
funds with just general tax revenue that
correct.
We were either getting out of contingent or moving out of something
yeah.
where we didn't spend money.
Yeah.
If we do put it into all of this and it has to stand by itself, then you're going to have to collect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have to collect you know, 113,000 on those, what, 416 properties?
400. What did I tell you? 427.
427.
427.
Jeez, go ahead. Give the bad number.
Yeah. You know, I'm not thinking about this.
265.
Ooh, I'll get my own garbage
yeah.
now. I guess.
So we probably can't do it.
I mean, moving it to a separate.
But you got to think that taxes will go down too, because you'll have 70,000 less in
right.
tax appropriations to cover. So.
Yeah, but that makes a big target there, because you take 264 and then you divide that by $12 a month.
I guess it's food for thought. I'm going to look back through some stuff and just see what I can come up with, and maybe maybe it's not doom and gloom.
I mean,
how much is it a month?
$22 a month.
What?
County waste is $36. That's the monthly fee for garbage at
So if it was to sustain itself, he said, how much was it a month?
22.
I mean, that's still a bargain.
You know, we could bill twice a month, twice a year, too.
Yeah.
You know, so people didn't have to come up with everything.
Put it on the water.
You can do the water bill and the trash bill. Save on paper. All right. Well.
The only problem is, like I say, is it becomes non-deductible for income taxes.
Right.
Because you can't deduct services.
But I think it would be worth checking out what it does to the tax burden, part.
Right, because, I mean, that's a...
$70,000 less that we have to raise is a lot less.
Well, it would reduce the tax burden, I would say, by about 30 grand.
Right.
Because that would be about what we were subsidizing.
Okay, so let's think about this. If, in fact, we say... We added a lot to the appropriation. So what if we just put the appropriation at 82,000 instead of 100, and what do we have, 13?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's your 30,000, right?
Right. That would be the difference.
I'm thinking, you know, not that budgeting should I think this way, but, you know, if we don't use the contingency account, you know, obviously, yeah, that would, you know, be a budget transfer. I mean, I think we need to look at it kind of this year a little creative, and maybe next year when we have to contract is, you know, that's going to be the time that we're going to have to either, again, make it its own fund and let it roll and be self-sustaining, or think of creative ways of keeping it here. But, I mean, I'm for putting it at 82, getting that 30,000 difference out of there, and leaving everything else static. I mean, again, we'll be...
This figure is going to come from somewhere like it always has.
Right. It's going to, maybe, you know.
One year it'll kick us in the shorts.
Well, hoping that this is the last year. I mean, we got to go to contract. We have to enter into another contract.
This is the last year of the contract, or mm-hmm. And they had a 9% increase negotiated.
I don't know the contract terms. I would have to pull the.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that don't sound right. I mean, no. I mean, they got a 9%. Like, it sounds to me like the contract expired, and this is going to be a stopgap so we can get a new one in.
So I called Matt on it because I'm like, I get this continuation certificate, and I'm like, what is this? Because it says the Evergreen National Indemnity Company has surety on bond number, and there's a bond number in the amount of $81,076.32 on behalf of County Waste and Recycling Service. The principal in favor of the Village of Nassau, the obligee, hereby continues said bond in the amount of $81,000. And I call Matt and I'm like, what is this? Do we have a bond? I don't understand this. He goes, that's your county waste contract. And I'm like, oh, that's how they come? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, it went up. He goes, exactly, 9%. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I'd be interested in say how did they get a 9% raise?
I think Matt negotiated a contract, right, with County Waste. Would you mind reaching out? I mean, you're going to talk.
And is it a 1-year deal? Is it a 3-year?
No,
it was a 3-year contract.
It was 3 years.
It was a 3-year.
Is this the first year or the last year?
This is the last year.
This is the last year.
So no. Then, evidently, then the 9% was negotiated 3 years ago.
Obvious. Yes.
Unless there's some formula that they. Up with the
I'll have to.
This is the first I've seen it in 3 years, because if we got this last year, I would have questioned it.
I've never seen it.
This is the first time. So the last year of the contract is 9%. I assume that's how it must have been negotiated, because we have not received any of these to say that the contract has gone up. Well, guys, you know, I'd love to spend the evening with every one of you, but I need to go home and have some dinner.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for sharing.
Sorry.
Do you want me to email this back to you, Charlie?
What?
with the...
Yeah.
Okay.
And just as a follow-up before I leave, I have to contact Missy. Follow-up on the billing?
Her desire for the utility.
Her utility billing.
Utility billing and the deputy clerk.
Right. So the deputy clerk hours, and does she want the utility billing?
Module.
And increased hours for Judy?
Mm-hmm.
So the utility billing module, will that generate the tax bills? So you don't have to go to accounting for that.
And if I purchase the module, which I don't have, I mean, I got to see what I can try to work out a deal. I'd like to purchase the module to do our own tax bills, print them here. And then we wouldn't be paying the county.
Well, if he does do that, you know, I mean, that generates work, too, because doesn't the county generate the bill? Do they stuff them, too, or do we stuff them?
Oh, no.
We stuff them.
We stuff them.
Sometimes it's we.
We all don't need to stuff bills, depending on when they get them to us. And, again, you know, the county, you know, made a mistake on the water bill. Clearly, you know, whoop, didn't see it.
What increase?
I didn't see that in your letter. I mean, so. All right, you'll get back to us, Shirley, on that.
Those two, and I'll contact, hopefully I can get hold of Matt tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to him about the our budget.
And Dave.
Yeah. Lack of response.
Lack of
response.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me write that down.